Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so clearly Ghetto G was bored, but what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rattery with your host, Devin.
Co-host Ghetto G, of course. Other co-host, Psycho Killer,
who'll be here with us shortly. But I think I'm going to give you guys a different intro based on that.
So why don't we go with some motherfucking, I don't know, Crossroom featuring Mad Max, this is Dogs of War.
Make way for the dogs to walk.
And we're back, and Ghetto G, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Mr. Damien Sandow.
Jeez, so he goes from Fandango to Damien Sandow. What's next?
What are you talking about, man? That was all Chris.
Right.
Oh, you know, I kind of figured since, you know, he's into pedophiles.
He's into pedophiles?
How the hell did he get into pedophiles?
What is that got to do with anything that we're talking about?
Well, the fact, you know, that he decided to upload Damien Sandow, put it up, and make it the starting track.
Yeah, how could you, Chris? What's the matter with you?
Why the fuck would I upload Damien Sandow's music? I mean, the only thing good about him was the Randy Orton song, which I think he should come out with a CD.
The same reason that you wrestled as him.
Yep.
That's why.
With the entrance is off.
Yeah. Somebody's learning.
Yeah. So we don't have to sit there for 30 minutes watching an entrance.
No, but instead, you have to face people that do the same thing on repeat over and over.
Yep.
Jeez, he got the echo going on. He must be taking a shit.
Yep. My ass pissed before the show.
So is anybody tuned in right now?
Not that I know of, but I'm not in the chat room.
Fuck no.
What you mean no?
I mean no. Nobody tuned in. No Australian. No fucking Antarcticans.
And these damn niggas, man, they said they was gonna spread this around and they were gonna tune in and shit. Where are they?
Those assholes lied. They're not good enough assholes to be with the Jungle Rider Radio assholes.
So until all you people that want to hit us up and shit, man, and play your music, if you ain't tuning in, man, I ain't gonna play your song.
Exactly.
Simple as that.
And if your name's Psycho Cutter, there's no way in fuck we're playing your music.
Yeah, man, what the fuck? How did that dude even get on the like page, man? That dude hit us up last night, man. I had no idea who the fuck he was. Then he sent me the link. I was like, oh.
Oh, no, it's this douchebag. Right?
I was like, are you kidding me? He talking about he got like over 16K or some shit views on a YouTube video. Like that makes him good or something.
Okay, so you bought 16K views on a YouTube video.
Well,
that makes you great.
And then whatever he sent me the first thing I clicked on, he's like, I was like, oh, come on, really? It's like, son of a bitch. And then, you know, I can't just, like, message him back, like, no, fuck you.
You just ignore him and block him.
You just simply let him down easy. I'll check you out later.
And block him.
Yeah, but at least, you know, somebody else hit us up and they actually sounded pretty good. But as for him, that'll never happen.
If that ever happened, you'd be on your own.
I just never knew what the dude's name was, so I had no idea why we were getting that message.
Yeah, I'm looking at
yep.
it now. I just want to fucking go up and fucking push him, but nope, you suck, bitch.
Well, it's really not like they know who they're talking to on there. Could be anybody.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Matter of fact, Chris, did you even like that page? Are you even a part of our like page?
What, the Jungle Rider Radio like page?
Didn't I just say that?
Yep.
Are you a part of that? You liked that?
Yeah, I did.
But why does your name always show up on, like, people you could invite and shit?
That's just weird, though.
Like, you know, usually, you know, it only lights up the people that aren't a part of it. I mean, sometimes it lights havoc up, but I really hope that he would like his own page.
I hope so, too.
I doubt he would.
I'm the one who created it.
But on top of that, man, people seem to like the promos that we've had over so many fucking years that I decided to upload every one of them the other day.
Hell yeah.
Because we got fucking over a couple hundred of them. I mean, that's over years, though. Which nobody's ever seen, and they've been sitting on that page for whoever knows how long.
I know how long they've been.
So all the creepers are starting to come out.
Well, the creepers need to fucking tune the fuck into the show then.
Well, there's no way to force people to do that.
Hey, look, we actually got somebody tuning into the room.
You see that?
Nice.
Speak about it, and they will come.
Yeah, we got the real Sinful up in the room.
Oh, shit, man. What up, Sinful? There goes that dude.
Hell yeah. But if your name is Psycho Cutter, please do not come here, because we will not support your shitty music or your shitty fucking self.
Well, you're just in luck then, Mr. Sinful. Go ahead, Havoc. You can go ahead and play his track.
Come on, we got up on here. One, two.
Well, at the moment, we have one.
All right, well, here we go. This is Sinful with Hold Your Hatchet High.
Yeah. This is for my motherfucking juggalos and juggalettes. Hold your motherfucking hatchets high. I'm a loser, lads, hold your hatchet tight.
Put them up.
Let the motherfucker swim up in the sky.
In the sky.
Face painted up, die, motherfucker, die. Don't let no one take our pride. All my lows and lads, hold your hatchet tight.
Put them up.
Let the motherfucker swim up in the sky.
In the sky.
Face painted up, die, motherfucker, die. Don't let no one take our pride.
Never.
All the lows and lads, not hard to do with that. We take a fucking hatchet and stick it in your chest. We down for the clown and always will be. I'll kill anyone who fucks with family. I scream woo woo and take mango showers. Put my face paint on and watch you pussy scour. They say, look at him, he's so fucking ugly. Then I run up to him and make their face bloody. Hands on my nuts, cause I don't give a fuck. Waggle on my dick till I bust my nut. Throw it at a hater, they try to fight me. I pull my hatchet out and knock them off their feet. I stand over their body, pour some Faygo on their face. Strangle that motherfucker with my fucking shoelace. Kick them in the side until that hater burn in hell. I'm a juggalo, bitch, and I ain't going nowhere.
All my losing lads, hold your hatchet tight.
Put them up.
Let the motherfucker swim up in the sky.
In the sky.
Face painted up, die, motherfucker, die. Don't let no one take our pride. All my lows and lads, hold your hatchet tight.
Put them up.
Let the motherfuckers swim up in the sky.
In the sky.
Face painted up, die, motherfucker, die. Don't let no one take our pride.
Never.
To the FBI, y'all can eat a dick. You claim we are a gang, but y'all don't know shit. Y'all look down on us, cause we wear paint. But you just pissed off, cause we ain't the same. We your family, and we gon' stick together. We gon' make it through your shit and stay tight like leather. There's nothing you can do to take our fucking pride. We still gon' rock our face paint and swing our hatchets high. You motherfuckers can't stop us, lows and lads. You can keep on trying to catch a hatchet in your neck. We gon' still represent, hold it down for the fam. You stand in our way, you find your ass in the jam. Hatchets in your face, big ol' bottle up your ass.
off on your head till it shatters like glass. Now how's that for gang-related activity? We ain't a gang, just a big-ass family.
On my losing lips, hold your hat your tight.
Put them up.
Let the motherfuckers up
in the sky.
Face painted up, die, motherfucker, die. Don't let no one think I pride. On my losing lips, hold your hat your tight.
Put them up.
Let the motherfuckers swim up
in the sky.
Face painted up, die, motherfucker, die. Don't let no one think I pride.
Hey, we're back, and apparently, according to Sinful up in the room, Sekka has been bothering him for 6 months for a fucking collab.
Oh, yeah, well, what was your answer towards him, man? Because just last night, he hit us up for an interview for, like, the fifth time.
Yeah, that'd be
about
good.
6 months ago, he hit me up for a collab, but I just ignored the fuck out of him.
You seem confused, Havoc.
I'm not confused, but I'm just saying, what the fuck? Why the fuck the hell would we ever interview that motherfucker? Ever?
I'm just saying, man. That's what the message was about.
I thought he just wanted to fucking airplay. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Come on. If we don't want to play his music, what makes you think we want to talk to him?
Exactly my point.
Like, literally, his voice is like, ugh, fucking hell.
But as for Sinful, man, what y'all think of that track, though?
Oh, it's dope as all hell.
Dope track.
He would also like an interview at some point in time.
Wait. Sinful just responded. He said, ha, ha, ha. He sent me a track with a hook on it the other day. I almost pissed myself from laughing.
That's good. Nice. Huh? That good, huh?
That track sounds amazing.
It's all right, though, man. You got a lot of YouTube hits.
That's it.
How do you buy them?
How the hell do you buy YouTube views?
Yeah.
It's actually very simple.
Why? Why is that even an option?
To try and fake your good when you're not?
That's like that fucking shit on MySpace, man. You can get so many damn friends if you click a button or some shit.
Exactly. It's about as pointless as that.
To make it look like, you know, people actually care about you.
Even though most of them are just robots or whatever and nobody will give a fuck about it.
Exactly.
Like, that'd be funny as hell if somebody did that, and they're like, damn, this bitch is hot as hell. Damn, you're fine. Can I see your tits? I'm a robot. You know, just something like that.
Usually, they're the ones hitting you up, asking if you want to see them naked.
Pretty much.
If you're like, look, bitch, unless you're real, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, I think the robots pretty much died off nowadays, though, because you don't really get much of that shit going on like, messengers and things like that.
Whoa, wait. Apparently, according to Sinful, Sekka has, 900 fake accounts.
900 fake accounts. So, it's just
how the
him.
How the fuck do you remember all the emails and passwords?
Wait. So my question is, I'm sure it's Sekka and, you know, not just fucking, the German Shepherd trying to fucking pull one over?
Man, they must be related.
They need to collaborate with each other.
German Shepherd and Psycho Cutter. There you go. Damn, that's too many accounts. Too many.
Yeah.
Way too many.
Wow, man. Well, now we know how he got the views.
Yeah.
There we go.
There we go.
Yeah, I responded to the fucking SoundCloud said, sorry, your request is denied. Sorry, but we want listeners and good shit.
Damn, man. Well, that's gonna be that.
Definitely a good response.
Oh, man. I mean, well, it's true. We want listeners. We don't want to scare them off.
It's true.
Evan Carter, you're definitely more than enough to scare anybody. Even Jason Voorhees, Back to the Dead. Because I'm pretty sure the minute fucking this boy hears his music, even Voorhees is going to be begging to be dead.
Thing is, he ain't never going to die.
No, but like I said, if he's hearing fucking SoundCloud music, he's going to be begging for it.
Yeah, he can beg for it all at once. Not like he's actually going to die, though. It's one of those things.
And how the hell does he consider himself a psycho because he tried to kill himself?
That's why.
And he failed.
I don't understand, man. If you want to kill yourself and you want to die, you're gonna die. Otherwise, it's pretty much just for attention.
Yeah, this is a bitch move.
I don't know how you fail, but anyway, enough about that, dude.
Yeah,
who the hell cares about him?
I'm gonna block him on the fucking like page.
Man, I don't know how to do that. I don't even know how to see who the hell's fucking even on that page. How the hell do you see who's on a page?
You don't.
Well, that's fucking stupid.
Tells you like new likes and shit like that, but it doesn't tell you exactly who's on there.
Well, that's stupid as hell.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fucking just gotta guess and see who the hell shows up. It's like rummaging through fucking Craigslist or something.
Shit, might as well be.
Never know what the hell you're gonna find.
Yeah, unfortunately we found someone like him on the fucking like page.
Man, that wasn't there, man. We found him somewhere else.
Yeah, because of Chris.
I was doing it to make fun of his music.
But you realize when you made fun of him, people heard him.
Unfortunately. And I made him want to go out from like everybody and then basically wants an interview. Which is never, ever going to happen.
It was almost entertaining the way you said that.
Yeah, keyword almost.
He always seems so excited when he says something or he tries to quote somebody.
Right.
So, Chris, I think you should go to the soundboard. Put it up on there that says play this and they will turn racist. You should play that.
They said they will turn racist? What the fuck?
Why is that? What the hell is that shit?
You'll find out.
I don't
think
you
know
find
it
out,
is already.
Man. It better not be no stupid, like, Mexican bullshit like you always put on her.
Nope, that's just fine.
So, you want me to play this and look like a moron?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's go with the racist one first.
I kept saying you could turn it off now. Throughout the entire fucking track.
Oh, that's actually in the boots, so I didn't even listen.
It doesn't even take them that long to get to the ring.
Apparently now it does.
Damn, I thought WWE was bad. I had a stick of their own fucking thing. But if you go download the JRR app, you can see what happens during the break.
Seriously, one week we have to do this when they're doing Raw. Every time they promote 3D app, everybody has to take a shot. Fuck it.
Yeah, Havoc. You're going to have to join in on these festivities.
All of us are doing it.
Except my shot will be a shot of fucking weed.
It's not a shot, you idiot.
It's not a fucking shot. We're talking alcohol.
I'll take my weed, which I got, which I still got plenty of left.
Doesn't fit.
Doesn't fit? What the fuck are you putting on what doesn't fit?
It doesn't fit with the whole idea. You take a shot every time they mention the WWE app. You need to have something to drink.
Well, fuck that. I'll take a fucking bong rip every time they fucking mention that. That way I can zone the fuck out and not pay attention.
Or you gotta take a shot every time there's a Team Hell No match versus a Shield.
Which well, is probably not gonna happen ever again.
Oh, ghetto. If that happens, I guess that means Christmas should be drunk for once.
Because freaking last night, that Raw was so fucking boring.
It really was.
Half an hour long match is something we saw 3 times. An hour long match of a match we've seen like 500 times.
I think the only good moment of that whole episode of Raw was the like ending when they made that, you know, Ryback Cena match, the 3 Stages of Hell. That was like the only good moment of Raw.
That wasn't the ending, fool.
So that was the only good moment of Raw.
That didn't really happen at the end.
Yeah, I know. That happened at the beginning.
The ending of Raw was whenever the ambulance decided to ghost ride out.
That was awesome, though.
And then Ryback came out of nowhere. You know, that's what happened at the end.
Yeah.
The ghost riding ambulance.
Yeah. Ride it.
All that shit was missing was fucking flames.
What?
Why did all the ambulance have flames?
Are you saying that you've never seen Ghost Rider?
What does that got to do with this?
Exactly.
You said ambulance was Ghost Rider, so shit, fucking Ghost Rider, fucking flames, motorcycles usually on fucking fire and shit.
Man, there wasn't a flaming skull in the front seat. It just came rolling out on its own.
Which is also called ghost riding.
Damn, man.
Nothing to do with that movie.
He tried to make it funny, but he failed.
Well, if you really want it funny, Chris, I think you should play this. It looked like a moron track.
Oh, great.
Now, I'll let you do that one, Havoc.
I'm not sitting through another 4 minute long theme song.
Well,
I'll let you do that one, Havoc.
Well, it is your favorite one anyway.
Then you play it, Havoc.
That's what I'm getting to.
So you should get double.
Well, how many times is that on there now?
I have no clue.
It's got to be on there at least 5 times. That's all right. We fandangle while we wait for WWE 13 to load.
Interesting.
Of course, you have to.
I did.
We both did. The best way to drive anybody nuts.
How's that? Dude, we're running move the entire match.
Pretty much do that. And a Fandango during the whole match, too.
Like, I don't understand, man. Them damn people, they were apparently these real good people. But then, finally, I'm this, like, midget motherfucker. And then I pinned this dude real quick. So what the hell happened there?
That's awesome.
And then you got the other idiot that just runs around the ring the entire time. And then he hits you with a running move. Oh, and then he hits you with a running move.
Is that another running move?
Well, at least we had a good match before Raw last night. That, like, triple threat one, where there's that one faggot who was so good. And then after I made him tap out, you weren't paying any attention because you thought the match was over.
I believe that was a fatal four-way.
Oh, it was a fatal four-way. Yeah, because we got the one juice out of the match really quick. And then that dude's just like, he would not... He took like 50 fucking finishers and would not lose.
The cheater.
Pretty much. But still, I mean, tap.
Yeah, like you said, yeah. I thought that match was over and this motherfucker hits me and hits me with a move. I was like, the fuck is he doing?
I said I just wanted him to make you tell me, I was like, you know, fucking Raw's about to start in like 5 minutes anyways.
Yeah, excuses on why you lost that match.
At least they eliminated the hardest player from the match.
It's all right, even if you were trying, man, I had fucking, like, three finishers saved up, so. Well, this is fun.
Yeah, it always is.
Is anybody else here?
We have a guest in the room.
Guest?
Please, Anna Helen.
Yo, why don't you laugh if it's fucking Psycho Cutter the entire time?
Psycho Cutter! Sucks.
I made it in Chip, since it was more music for download, I couldn't go grab that shit.
What happened?
I said, if Simple's got more music on his page, I'll go grab that shit.
He got a bunch of music on his page.
Sounds good. And I just froze.
And Sub-Zero out of nowhere.
Yo, speaking of which, how funny would it be if, you know, when the new fucking Mortal Kombat movie comes out, like, out of nowhere, he's like, you just see, like, Liu Kang doing a fucking RKO to somebody.
Why would he do that when he shoots fireballs?
I don't know, I'm just saying.
if I had the diamond cutter instead of the RKO.
And we call it the bubble cutter.
That's the fair name.
Or the Liu cutter.
No. Liu Kang does not have to result in a wrestling move. He got the fucking flying bicycle bullshit. Bicycle kick.
What the hell?
You know, he runs at you.
Oh, now I remember.
Then you got the fucking fireballs, like I said.
Well, I don't know, fucking somebody in fucking Mortal Kombat needs to do a fucking RKO. They got a fucking random balloonist.
Or he just got freaking Scorpion, he's so demanding. Get over here!
Oh, yeah, I know this dude.
What dude?
Invo. I've checked out his music before.
Oh, yeah? Doesn't seem like it.
I have. Actually, I had a shitload of stuff downloaded to my computer. Well, my old laptop. I see he remixed Birthday Sex.
Hey, what?
He did a remix to Birthday Sex.
Yes, he did.
I haven't heard that one yet, but I'll check it out. I'm sorry about that. The Color C track would not touch the soundboard, though.
Oh, yeah. And if she hasn't told you yet, Miss Looney deleted her Facebook, or is going to.
Fuck.
So if you need her for anything, send her an email or a text message.
That's kind of shocking that she's done with fucking Facebook already.
I thought so, too. It was a random message.
She didn't tell me that, but hey, that's definitely random.
Well, I'm just saying, she told me to tell you. She might have told you as well, so I was just checking.
Yeah, I didn't know shit about it until now.
Yep, so if you need her, send her an email or a text message.
So did she say why she's deleting her Facebook?
Apparently over some stupid bullshit.
Yeah, stupid bullshit is the perfect reason to delete your Facebook.
Who the hell knows, man? Girls delete their Facebooks every day.
That's the truth. Apparently the only reason why Sinful made that track that remixed the fucking Birthday Sex is because it's something that someone said he wouldn't do.
Oh, he doesn't even like that song. See that?
Can't blame me there.
Can't really tell you one person that actually does like that song.
Kind of like the birthday song that Kali sang last night to Natalia. Happy birthday to you. I mean, come on. I mean, seriously, fucking, you know, they should have just let Tensai sing it because of the fuck. Kali can't remember Natalia's name, and he can't pronounce birthday. He pronounced it birthday.
And he can't speak English.
Oh, we already knew this one, Chris.
Whatsoever.
Again, thanks for pointing out that obvious fact there, Chris.
So why don't you go ahead and play a song?
I'll get to it right now. dogs outside my fucking window making that fucking ridiculous noise. Oh, I need a fucking gentleman yet. I love this one. So here we go. This is a remix from fucking Simple. Birthday Fest.
I'ma let you finish Taylor's list. We hit the bed with missionary, then we switch. She says she loves the taste of my icing on her lips. Motivation in the background, now we getting deep. Unusual positions, got her shaking and her body beat. I feel her scratching on my back as she starts to scream. She says she brought that cake, but girl, I brought that ice cream. Girl, you know why. Been dreaming, waking up late nights, singing.
end that track, Mink had to leave.
Yeah, I noticed.
I wasn't even thinking of leaving. I was like, I don't even blame him. But I did get word from Gruesome that he is still down for it.
Sounds good.
At 2:30 a.m. today, when I was asleep.
Turns out, and I didn't notice, and apparently Simple didn't notice, but Brooke Hogan was actually on that track, which we never even noticed. Which we never even knew that.
Nice.
What do you say goes another track by him, though? This is Death of Mainstream featuring Mr. Briggs.
Time for us to kill the Illuminati rap scene. Taking over the waves, injecting the mainstream. Attacking the structure like wolves infected with rabies. Rapping full of bullies that is spreading this ABC lately. I've been feeling like an aborted baby. Not being wanted by the game is kinda shady. I'm starving out here like a kid stuck up in Haiti. And no white man with a care package to save me. Damn, see the industry never been a friend of me. If you married to the game, then you come in polygamy. Mr. Briggs and Sinful Day, being toxicity. No, we do it religiously as we raise the humanity. Ah! Mainstream is full of facts and whack lines. I'm looking for the quarterback to tell him it's sack time. He fumbled the ball when he practicing at halftime. I let your water mic, but now I'm coming to get mine. Yeah.
The eyes do not see what you and I see. Behind these eyes, one finds only blackness, the absence of light. These are the eyes of a psychopath.
Get a gallon of gasoline in a book of matches. Punish these motherfuckers that corrupt the masses. Yeah, Mr. Freak, bitch, I'm taking over one way or another. Even if it means killing you, your brother, and your mother. I'ma take it to the top no matter what it takes. By any means necessary is the fucking mind state. Simple music and isolated, we running shit. Hot enough to burn down hell with the flames that we spit. Other rappers need to get on our level. I ain't scared of shit, bitch, I've been toe-to-toe with the devil. Fuck rapping. We can settle this shit with the fist slapping your lips. Then go and get your motherfucking face split. A message to these rappers on the TV screen. A blind man told me you the weakest that he's seen. But don't think I'm hating, I fuck with certain ones. But the rest of you motherfuckers, I'm killing for fun.
And we're back. That's definitely a dope track, though.
I thought it was pretty good.
Hell yeah. But yeah, last time's match between fucking McGillicuddy and Cena was kind of boring, though.
Pretty much, and they wouldn't let... I mean, I can tell they're trying to put him over by him being a Heyman guy and all that, which is like, honestly, if you're going to put him over, let him at least pin Cena. You know what I mean? That'll make him much more of an impact rather than just letting your, like, super character just walk out of the match. Distract you, do something else. Doesn't really do much to help the character. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, you know, that same thing can be said for, you know, for the match with fucking Triple H then.
Exactly. I mean... Like, okay, so he has wins over these guys, but it's not like wins that really count yet.
Exactly.
He hasn't pinned anybody in the ring as his character.
Yeah, that's what they need to do. It's like, yo, when I'm pinning somebody, that's to get them over.
Exactly. I mean, if he, like, fought Triple H, like, really heavy duty, or John Cena really heavy duty, and actually pinned him in the ring, then it would mean a hell of a lot more than just like, oh, he beat him because he basically fake fainted, or he beat him because he walked out of the ring distracted due to a ghost riding ambulance.
You realize that whole thing, Triple H wasn't fake, right?
Yeah.
So I was still in the way you call it fake when it really wasn't fake.
Well, we'll see where they go in the storylines next.
Yeah.
I mean, because, like, you know how I predict that storyline? Apparently that's not happening because of Chris Jericho challenging CM Punk to match 3, even though he's lost number 1 and 2 to him.
Wait, what match are you talking about?
The one where Chris Jericho challenged CM Punk to a match.
Yeah, but before, you're talking about... Yeah, but you're talking
last
about what...
Last year, match 1 and 2
yeah.
with Punk and Jericho, where Punk
no,
pinned
Chris.
Him or beat him twice.
Chris, no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking, what match did you say we weren't going to see?
Wait, what?
You were saying something about CM, not Jericho, but you were saying CM Punk versus somebody else.
Oh, yeah, no, because, you know, I talked about, like, the storyline a few days ago. I thought, you know, CM Punk would interfere in the, like, one match or whatever. And basically,
yeah.
you know, screw over. Like, you know, I talked about that. Like, apparently that's not going to happen because Jericho challenged him to a match and Heyman accepted the match for him.
Well, you realize they're not going to do that just quite yet anyways, right?
Well, probably not. I mean, so, like, they're not going to go in the same storyline route that I thought they'd go, but still, they know what they're doing.
I mean, sure, fucking... something like that's gonna probably it's gonna take a while for something like that to even build up.
Yep. I just kind of think that they shouldn't have done Jericho versus Punk because I mean, who the hell is that really helping out? You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, because it's like, okay, so Punk beat him twice last year, and this is the third match. So, you're going to do what? Have Punk returning it being his hometown and get the fans to boo you, or you're going to have Jericho lose a third match with Punk when it really doesn't do much, even if he wins or loses.
Nah.
I mean, they should have put Punk against somebody else.
Yeah, but I think Jericho wanted that match, though.
Well, I mean, it's not like I'm doubting that it's going to be a good match because those two are definitely guys who deliver in every match they're in. So, I mean, it will be a good match. It's just they should have gone a different route with the storyline, you know?
I guess.
Well, I mean, we'll see how it goes when it gets a payback.
But, I'm not going to a trip, but I got to take a piss, so...
It's a Juggalo party.
Put your hands up, wreck it.
to die before the night.
I gotta holler with your blood to smoke with all of y'all. My name is Blade. Let me introduce you to my chainsaw. What it sound like, chopping your neck. Bullet holes in my chest like a straight up vet. I'm the dead body waiting to stick your ass up. To fuck your ass up. If you're with me, throw your hands up. Until you're dead, homie Blade. Now you rock. How the wicked till infinity. The wicked till it'll never
stop.
We
just spit so high that my head is spinning. Fuck every jugger, always how the fuck I'm feeling. Some of that scary, it won't quit. Juggalos, tell me, do you want the motherfucking wicked shit?
Tell me, do you want the wicked shit?
Hell yeah.
Tell me, do you want the wicked shit?
Hell yeah.
Tell me, do you want the wicked shit?
Hell yeah.
Wicked shit.
Hell yeah.
Wicked shit.
Hell yeah.
Tell me, do you want the wicked shit?
Hell yeah.
Tell me, do you want the wicked shit?
Hell yeah.
Tell me, do you want the wicked shit?
Hell yeah.
Wicked shit.
Hell yeah.
Wicked shit.
Hell yeah.
It's my favorite time to walk the street. Anybody kill us? Devil's night, Halloween, wicked, get your ass, wake them up.
Hey. I can smell the souls and the spirits in every Halloween, wicked when the clouds blow by. I can hear them telling me to celebrate the dead for life. And every Halloween, wicked night stab, everything is tight. I love it when it rains every Halloween. My nose running like a faucet while I'm steady trying to trick or treat. Waggling my dick at every jack-o'-lantern I see until your mom gets mad and calls the
Halloween. Halloween is the only day of the year I get to be myself.
Instead of trying to be normal like you or anybody else, psychopathic in this bitch, you know how we ride. Mad rock, twisted for life, East Side.
Tell me, do you want the wicked shit?
Hell yeah.
Tell me, do you want the wicked shit?
Hell yeah.
Tell me, do you want the wicked shit?
Hell yeah.
Wicked shit.
Hell yeah.
Wicked shit.
Hell yeah.
Tell me, do you want the wicked shit?
Hell yeah.
Tell me, do you want the wicked shit?
Hell yeah.
Tell me, do you want the wicked shit?
Hell yeah.
Wicked shit.
Hell yeah.
Wicked shit.
Hell yeah.
Back.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard that track in forever. Quiet up on here.
Pretty much.
I'm just going to go on another track.
My computer's kind of freezing out now, so I'm just dealing with that.
Let's go with...
When you scream aloud, hands down, hands down. I always find my gun to come.
we're back.
Yep. And I'm jealous of one of my friends because he lives in, like, the Denver area, and he told me that he's going to go to both the Gorefest shows. I mean, that's just nice. Dope as fuck to go to that concert.
Yeah.
I mean, like, look at, like, the artist list. It's, like, KGP, Scum. It's, like, there's just, like, fucking dope tell artists all over those shows.
Usually are, yeah.
And, I mean, like, look at, like, the ticket price, like, for what it is to go to that show. Like, $20 for, like, both days or something like that. I mean, that's a hell of a good deal, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I mean, but then again, that's the one thing that we like more about the underground music is, like, when it's not ours, they're, like, mainstream or whatever, or, like, you know, close enough to it. Like, it was, like, real underground shit. The ticket prices are, like, $10, $15 maximum, usually.
Yeah. Let's see what we play next, just so we keep things going and keep in awkward silence.
Yep.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'm gonna definitely back and fucking, yo, Don Point needs some new fucking music.
Okay.
That would be the band I just played.
It's dope.
Yeah, because they need some new fucking music. I think they might have something new coming out this year.
Yep.
No, oh, never mind. That was actually the most recent, I believe. Yeah, came out last year. But, let's see. They did put, oh, wait, no. Wait. Maybe I didn't. Get that one done. Okay, yeah, no. I think it's a new one yet. It's shocking because of the fact they put out 7 albums so far and they finally just put out like a self-titled album for the first time ever. So, see if I can find it. And in case you're wondering why I'm playing metal, it's because of the fact I'm making up for, Cypher Cutter just hit me up. It's in this fucking bitch, I had to say.
I'm not even seeing these updates. I don't want to.
No, he hit me up on the fucking JR like page. I want to see what the hell he had to say.
I wonder too.
This was a good laugh.
It is always a good laugh because his music is like the worst shit. That I have no clue who the hell bought a microphone, and that was the biggest mistake ever.
This has to be a question mark, really.
That's it.
Yes.
God damn it.
I clearly pointed out your music sucks. Hey, Columba. I mean, come on. How hard is it for me to point out the fact that your music sucks? You had to give me a question mark.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to take time to fucking, you know, explain why your music sucks. They're a retard. I think what you need to do with your music is put it to the torch.
Maybe you're supposed to care for grand ideas never expressed.
And we're back. Those other motherfuckers don't figure out what the hell we're trying. You know, we're trying to tell them that they suck.
That is kind of funny when somebody doesn't understand that they are so horrible in music that they make people's ears bleed.
Come on, I told them. The request for an interview is denied. We want listeners and good shit.
That's pretty much the easiest way to say that your music fucking sucks, so don't hit us up again.
Exactly. But he hopes you don't get it. So, to that moron, have fun. And, you know, once you figure out what the hell we're trying to say to you, even then, don't hit us up.
Yes.
Just because we don't want our fucking ears bleeding anymore. Thank you very much. And have fun with that. I think, let's see, perfect track that would definitely be perfect to play. Because another way of saying, go the fuck away, would be. I just saw it too. So pretty much, Circle Cutter, if you're looking for an interview with us, just leave it alone.
Coming.
And I think Ghetto G has totally died.
It's very possible.
It happens like every day anyways.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And I ended up, you know, had someone say he's working on a flyer for it. Like, he said that he has to make the final touches on it, and it'll be done, like, you know, in the early morning, so we'll be done really soon with it.
Sounds good.
The one thing I'm kind of hoping for, which I highly doubt this will happen during the interview, is that, you know, if, like, Gru goes on one of those moments where his other side comes out, you know, because he is bipolar, and he, like, snaps at one of the other artists who's there with him. That'd be funny as hell, but it's unlikely to happen.
Yeah, pretty much.
It would be quite entertaining, though. He was like, Combine, shut the hell up! You know, like, he snapped at him. I'd just be laughing, because he'd be like, damn. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. Let's see. You know, I'm actually looking forward to seeing what happens on a main event tomorrow night.
Yep. I mean, I don't usually watch main event, but I might tune into it. I don't know. I mean, really, I have, like, nothing else to do.
What kind of matches are we going to have? Tomorrow. Yep. This should definitely be a good match, then. It's going to be Alberto Del Rio teaming up with The Miz to face Biggie Langston and Wade Barrett. That should definitely be interesting.
And I heard that this isn't, like, you know, guaranteed yet, but they're thinking of trying to set up, like, a triple threat match for the Intercontinental title. They're thinking about doing it at least, which would have, I think, like, Fandango, The Miz, and whoever the Intercontinental champion is, Wade Barrett.
Yeah.
I mean, that would actually be a good match. Because The Miz would finally be off the pre-show.
It would be, but Fandango hasn't done anything, you know, deserve a shot at the Intercontinental title just yet.
I think that, honestly, if we're going to go with anybody who should get the Intercontinental title, I mean, it's inevitable that McGillicuddy or whatever, Kurzak, whatever the hell name he's going by, he should get it because of, like, you know, legitimacy that, you know, his family's had with that title. I mean, eventually, he has to get that title.
Just not now, because he hasn't earned it yet.
Exactly, and right now he's still trying to, like, you know, break in with his new character role and just, I mean, he hasn't, like, beaten anybody by pinfall or submission.
Exactly, I mean, I think Brodus Clay, you know, should actually get a shot at the title just because of the fact, you know, he's been there longer, and you know, he's actually earned his shot around there. You know what I mean?
Exactly, and I mean, like, some of these guys, it's like it's obvious that they will have the title sometime in the future. It's just like sometimes you just think it's way too early for it.
Oh yeah. Or, I don't know, fucking or trying to go off to be a good shot for that title.
Yep. I mean, it's kind of like inevitable that sometime down the road, I mean, like that stable that I don't think anyone was really like the Shield bullshit. It's kind of like, okay, they have like some of the, you know, minor titles right now. It's like eventually they're going to be going after the major title, but like right now it's way too early to go after that.
Wait. What are you talking about, minor title?
Well, I mean, like with the Shield having, like, you know, the U.S. and the tag team, you know what I mean? So they're kind of like,
aren't the minor titles?
Well, yeah, I mean, I know that, but I mean, you get what I mean, though. Those titles, they don't like mean as much like the World Heavyweight or WWE. I mean, you get my point, right?
No, not really.
Oh wait, there's only one tag team title. Never mind.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, like, okay, should I just use Dean Ambrose for the example with him holding the U.S. title right now? I mean, because that's kind of like, you know, one of the like mid-carder belts to like get him up to like the, you know, major belts. But I mean, it's kind of like, you know, eventually, I mean, we know that they're going to push him further, but I mean, it's like way too early right now.
Well, I mean, at least, you know, instead of having Ryback going for the fucking WWE title, have him go for the fucking U.S. title, the Intercontinental title himself, then work his way up for the WWE title.
Well, I mean, yeah, that is a smarter move with them, because, I mean, that was kind of one of the things that I thought they did wrong with Ryback. They should have, you know what I mean? They should have built him up that way first. Rather than just, like, push him straight to the main event because they had no main eventers or because, you know, was injured. Just, like, you know what I mean? That was kind of, like, getting stupid.
Yeah, in a way. Well, that doesn't get you to go.
Have other guys there for, like, the main event team. They can't just have somebody just jump in because their main guy's injured.
Yeah.
But I think this is a lesson of Vince McMahon and, like, you know, Triple H, like, the whole thing. Build up more guys so in case that ever happens again, you don't have to just push somebody way too soon when they're not ready for it. But I can't wait to see Husky Harris and the Highlanders return.
Oh, yeah. Even...
I was literally laughing so hard when I saw that promo. I'm like, oh, they're just taking some horror movie thing, making it look scary. It's like, this is maybe the worst promo or group ever when they return.
Yeah, pretty much.
One of those other fail moments with the writers.
And you realize those aren't the Highlanders, right?
They just look like them.
No, it's not even them.
Who the hell are those guys then?
Brody Lee is from NXT. Well, Brody Lee, I should say. He will be portraying Luke Harper as part of the Wyatt family. You have Eric Rowan, who is also part of NXT as well. Which, if I'm correct, I think that just might be, I don't know who the fuck he is. Yeah, so they're not the Highlanders. I don't know where you got that thought from, but that's not them.
I got it because the one guy's beard looked like that.
I don't think the Highlanders had a beard like that.
Oh, me and Joe were even talking about this last night.
Yeah, the Highlanders are fucking part of the independent circuit.
Ah.
Yeah, no. They're both from NXT.
Oh, okay. Wow. I can't believe me and Joe got that confused and thought the one guy was from the Highlanders.
Nope. Yeah, Robbie and Rory are both working the independent circuit right now.
Yep.
But I think it's time I introduce some fucking Japanese music to the soundboard. With an actual Japanese group. They're not bad. I mean, they got some fucking pop shot inside of them and something like that, but not damn bad. This is AAA. I completely forget what this fucking stands for, but track is called Blood on Fire.
Get on that, you're good in damn it, that's in my game. She was dying,
And we're back.
Yep.
So, what did you think of them?
I have no clue what the hell they were saying.
Well, you realize I said they're Japanese, right?
Yep, I know.
Yeah, the group completely stands for Attack All Around. They're not bad. I mean, like, I like them. Then again, you know, I like Japanese. I like foreign music, so hey.
So you are a foreigner because you like foreign music. I see.
Just because someone likes foreign music doesn't make them a foreigner there, Chris.
I just tried to throw that joke around on you. But then again, to be technical about it, basically nobody came straight from the U.S., so everybody is technically a foreigner somewhere in their past.
Yeah, somewhere.
Yep. And I just blame Gary G for that.
Sure.
It works.
I guess.
I am going to finish off playing this one game and then switch it back to WWE 13.
I think I'm going to go play another track. Sparkle a cigarette. And I don't know yet. So, continue making up for the missed House of Metal. I'm going to go with some Godsmack.
Thank you.
Jack. What up, ghetto?
Do like I told you, stay away from me.
So, ghetto, looks like you and Chris were both wrong.
I was wrong. I'm never wrong.
Hey,
and the Highland is returning.
Who's returning?
The dudes that look like the Highlanders?
Wait, what?
The horror movie ripoff with the WWE.
So you're telling me that's not the Highlanders?
That's correct. It's just
apparently
two rejects.
Not.
It's just two rejects from fucking NXT.
So they have twins then?
I guess so.
Okay, well, is the middle guy Husky Harris?
Yep.
Okay, one for three.
Like I said, Abby, he has the same beard as one of the dudes from the Highlanders, so we just thought it was them.
Dude, it looked exactly like him.
It really did.
It did, but no, there's just two rejects from fucking NXT.
And on top of that, the Highlanders were in NXT. Like, just recently.
Oh, yeah. But that's only because of the fact right now they're working independently, so which means they're not, like, contracted to, like, you know, WWE or any other company.
Well, then who are these people?
Luke goes by another name. I just read that shit, too. I think, like, Luke Harper. Goes by some different name. But, yeah, they're just two rejects from fucking NXT that nobody knows or cares about.
Man, it should have been the Highlanders.
Oh, yeah, by the way, dumbass responded.
Oh, yeah. Great.
What did Mr. Lovely Cutter have to say?
Question mark.
We'll send them an upside-down question mark back.
Oh, shit.
Maybe what the fuck is that? You know, like the Spanish thing?
Yeah, but I'm just trying to figure out how the fuck you do that.
Look it up in Google, copy, paste.
I think it's Alt 0190, or 0191.
So,
if it's not like, Alt, then it's Control.
How does Google search out how you do it?
I just told you, motherfucker.
He said Alt. What's the number?
0191.
0-9-1.
No, no. 0191.
0191. Nope.
Apparently, that's how you do it. You hold the numlock down and the Alt key, and it's in 168.
Yeah, you have to hold the Alt key down.
You've entered the 8, release the Alt key.
See, I was right. See that?
First, I'd hold on the num. Wait, the fucking numlock you said?
No, you don't need
you
that.
Just, you put on the numlock, okay? That's
Chris,
the first step.
Chris, putting on a numlock for my computer would be kind of hard since my laptop doesn't come with a fucking numlock.
Motherfucker, you don't need it, trust me.
That's Alt-0919.
Damn you and your dyslexia.
Pretty much.
I'm going to say this one more time. 0191.
Yeah, it ain't working.
Works for me.
My laptop is retarded. Wait, let me try something here.
Too much jizz on the keyboard.
No, it's just the fact that I want to work for this one.
What?
Yeah, this doesn't want to work.
Hello. Okay, then. Well, then fucking find an upside-down question mark, copy it and paste it.
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Like I said.
Since Havoc can't do high-tech things like this.
Pretty much.
Oh, it's 1-6.
It's what?
1-6-8.
I just said that.
I don't know what he said he cut out.
He said, oh, 1-6-8. I was like, yeah, I just said that.
Oh, yeah? And what the hell is that for? Laptops.
Guess so.
Sure as fuck. Worse for me, the shit that I just said.
There, copy and paste it made it easier.
Wow. All that, and you could have just did that like 5 minutes ago.
Like I said, Chris, you know, that one you found would work if I had a fucking numlock on my keyboard.
Which I don't even have one on mine either.
Well,
isn't that shit on every keyboard?
It's not on my laptop.
Yeah, no, not on a laptop. I have that fucking giant-ass keyboard I could always use and do it that way, but I don't feel like getting it. Oh, yeah. I guess I'm saying the motherfucker does not understand what I'm trying to say when I told him his music sucked. By the way, we lost, what the hell's his name? Sinful. apparently his computer froze up and won't let him back to. So.
Well, did anybody else show up?
We still have that guest. Just don't know who the fuck he is. Or she. Or it.
Well. What's going on, Stalker?
Yeah, what's going on there, Gus?
What's going on? You're about to get kicked out of the room in 4 minutes.
Well, not out of the room.
Wait, I can hear anything we say anyways.
They can stay in the room all night.
Exactly.
They can have fun in the room alone.
I mean, shit, fucking, you know, I don't have to be in there. You know, as long as they stay in there, that shit stays open all fucking night.
Yeah, man, one time, man, I opened it up randomly at some point in time, and I saw people in there chatting. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Nice. That's awesome.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yep. Now, if I ever see that, I just fucking, you know, kick them.
Well, yeah.
we don't really need you in there all night.
I mean, being lonely, but damn.
That takes it to a whole other fucking level.
Yeah.
And if you're that fucking alone, would you check into the Heartbreak Hotel?
Really?
Man, is, would you please shut the hell up?
Although about this whole being lonely and then I was playing this video game where I was a dog and I was pulling dead bodies.
That's awesome.
Can you play me ICP? I found a body.
Let me do that. And Chris, you're an idiot. Just because it's the only fact you said The Miz. You realize that's by the over.
WWE, cut off your microphone. No, they really did. You just stopped talking.
That always seems to happen.
But like I said, Chris, you're an idiot because you thought that was The Miz. It ain't The Miz, it's fucking Elvis Presley.
I think he might have meant the really part.
Yeah, that part. Dumbass.
I didn't even say really. I said, what did I say?
I didn't say really, though.
Did you just say Chris said really?
Oh, no. You said really, the ghetto, not me.
I know I said really.
And he said so, because of that.
I was the only one not confused in that.
I was not confused either. How the hell did he think Elvis Presley?
I just want somebody there. Somebody to agree or disagree. Tell me I'm right or wrong. Somebody to talk to, be with. Somebody who cares whether I'm alive or not. Somebody who knows whether I'm alive or not.
I was walking home through an alleyway, paying no attention, tripped over a leg. It was a dead body, hit off to the side. He looked like a crackhead, maybe 25. He looked rather lonely, both his eyes were open. Threw him on my shoulder, took him to the homestead. My couch, cooked him pizza rolls, opened up his mouth, stuffed him down his throat. Then we went to Target, I pushed him in the cart and people stopped and stared. They thought he was retarded. I put him in some shades and sprayed him down with Axe. We rented a movie, just chilled and relaxed.
I got into a fist fight, two thugs jumped me. fight for you in a court of law. And we will win. Because if we don't win, we'll suck your dick. Specializing in slip and fall and on-the-job injuries, we'll win you cash. If McLuhan, Davis, and Davis take your case on, you can't lose. Either you'll win a nice settlement for your personal injury, or you'll bust a nut in our mouth. That's our guarantee. Call us at 1-800-BLOWJOB now, and let's get this loot together.
I don't know, but probably one of the only good tracks off of Bang Bow Boom.
It's a good one, yes. I liked, I'ma fucking kill you.
I think we all liked that one.
I liked the Zombie Slide.
Zombie Slide's good. Well, I mean, this is like a few. This is a few.
Catch a Predator was good.
The fucking Chop Chop Slide was absolutely horrible.
That's why it was a bonus trick.
Yeah.
Why don't you like that song?
I've some slides because it's like it's annoying as all shit.
Okay then.
That's pretty much the wrong reason why I hate fucking chopped up slides. Fucking annoying damn plus to get to make people up on here. Request it way too fucking much.
Who the fuck requests it besides John Crazy Clown?
We had a few people that called in like a while back that you know, kept wanting to hear fucking Chop Chop Slide. I just kept fucking pushing it off. And they want to play it.
I don't remember anybody ever asking for it.
Besides the one person we just said.
Yeah. That's all I remember.
If you noticed, ever since we played it, he has not showed back up at all.
Because he got what he wanted.
Apparently.
And now he has a chat line of his own.
Oh, joy. Hope it fails.
They always do.
Yeah. But his will definitely fail just because, you know, he's kind of a moron.
Well, that's not very nice.
It also fails because all chat line bullshit sucks.
Well, yeah, that too. I'm trying to be boring because of, like, I'm not high for once during the show. I actually smoked way before the show.
Well, at least you don't sound like a complete moron.
Yeah, but you know what? That's what makes the show entertaining when I'm high as all fuck.
Doesn't make it entertaining. I want to punch you in the face.
Me too.
All fucking giggly and don't make any sense at all. I'm not saying that's different than usual, but yeah, it's a lot worse.
Yeah, kind of scared off. As that one night she called and I was high as a motherfucker.
See what I mean? You scared off Spaz. Biggest crackhead of the show, and you scared her off.
Good job.
Now you know you're bad.
Well, I mean, because she kept saying shit, and like, I guess I put on the same what the fuck she was saying. Still on my mind, anyways.
See what I mean? That's how we feel when we talk to you.
I still got plenty of weed.
Yeah, you've been smoking for days. We've been.
Hell yeah.
We haven't been here.
Pretty much.
We were here.
No, we weren't.
Let's see. I didn't smoke last night.
But we weren't here.
Smoke Sunday night. All here.
But you were here Sunday?
Yeah, we were here Sunday.
I don't think.
I don't know. It just seems like we haven't been here for a while. It's like the last show I remember is Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday was all right, too.
No, no, really?
That was
a biz.
That was the first night I got high in a good long while.
He was gonna do the show, but then he got really? Really with the fucking Elvis Presley? Nobody wants
like
to
like how
art.
He thought the Miz was Elvis Presley too. That was like, what the hell?
Like what?
Yeah, when he said really, it's like, shut up,
no,
man.
No, no, no. He was talking about the Heartbreak Hotel, and I said really. But the song he was talking about is sung by Elvis Presley. Me saying really is what the Miz says. Any more
all
confusion?
The time. Nope. That was
okay.
Funny though.
Do you got it? You got it under control now? He did not think the Miz sang that song.
Okay.
That'd be good.
Yeah, we good.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
What the fuck is this nigga listening to Elvis Presley for?
I have no clue.
Who is that?
That would be my, here, I'm downloading music to my soundboard. Or to my computer.
Does it have to be making noises like that?
Yes. I don't know how to turn that sound off on that shit.
I'm just saying, I download something that doesn't go...
Same here.
It just downloads.
Oh, I was doing it because of, like, I'm using a special program to download the track on my computer.
Ooh. So how about one of them Juggalo pages on there or something, man. Some Juggalette chick made this video of her dancing and whatnot, and then somebody reported it.
Well, that's nice.
And then, like, that got taken down. But that other one with the, you know, not-so-hot-looking chick, I don't think that got taken down.
Oh, fuck.
Remember that video? Did you see it? On Big Homo's page?
Oh, yeah.
But this girl, man, she made a video. She actually looked pretty good, though. And then she had the electrical tapes on her titty and shit.
And they in that, so they fucking recorded it.
Like, there was like no nudity in it, and it got deleted.
Oh, man. So how much? Oh, fuck! I mean, 20 people are up on that page.
Like, whatever the hell that page is, it's pretty dope, though, man. Got some fine bitches on there.
Yeah.
Then you got those other pages, just got some nasty looking fucking bitches.
Definitely agree. Might end up having a special guest stopping by sooner or later.
What? What about a special guest?
Jason Porter.
What about him?
He's got a new album coming out in October or something. So I pretty much fucking hit him up on his fucking status saying if he wants to call him the JR, come back on JR, and put him the fuck out of it, he's more than welcome to.
I think that would hold a lot more to it if people would be here.
Yeah.
Instead of talking to Chris about it.
Yeah, because Chris, wants to find out the title of fucking albums right then and there instead of waiting until the interview.
We know the title of the damn CD. He posted it in a fucking group. And on top of that, he has like a, what's that, like a Guns N' Roses type looking cover.
Yep.
I saw that picture, I was like, what the fuck is this Guns N' Roses shit? And then it said Jason Porter. I was like, what?
And Porter liked the fucking comment too, so which means there's a good chance where we might end up having him back up on here just to smut the fuck out of it.
Or maybe he's just one of those people that likes comments.
Yeah, that could be one thing too. I mean, but there's one track that's up on that fucking album I will not be listening to.
Why is that? Is it featuring Chris?
No, it features Austin.
Oh, what the hell?
I mean, let's see. He's got tracks featuring Hobson, Mastermind, Lord Infamous, Buckshot, Cycle Jesus, Darkroom Familiar, Cutthroat, Checkmate, Fat T, Correx, and more.
How do you call yourself named Checkmate?
Yeah, how the hell do you do that?
I don't fucking know.
I don't understand.
I don't think anybody does. I don't think anybody ever will.
Come on, he's probably not that good. Be like, like, checkmate, you're fucking finished. He's probably not that good.
Yeah, probably not. Unless I'm looking him up either, so.
Wow. Haver doesn't feel like looking something up.
Maybe about a year or two.
Well, here's something for you to look up. You can look up why the majority of juggalettes are fat chicks.
Yeah.
Man, I don't even think Google has the answer to that one.
Like, do you ever wonder that?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you see fat dudes everywhere. But, like, with this, it's, you know, more fat chicks. Like, what the hell?
Shit, coming like today, I saw this fucking one big ass woman in that. That fucking work. Yo, that bitch was huge.
I could have sworn the fucking ground was shaking every time she freaking walked. And she looked like she weighed about fucking 600-700 pounds.
Big ass bitch.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You don't usually see that.
Fuck, nah. Let's see.
That was like that picture of that fat ass chick I shared the other day. I was like, I love it when you call me Big Mama. But ain't nobody like that though.
Hell no.
What the fuck? Bitches always complaining I don't share fat chicks. I share fat chicks, they go, ugh.
Let me show you still on my fucking page. I have to add him. Porter.
Why wouldn't he be on your page?
Oh, I was just making sure because I was following him or what.
Didn't we just do an interview with that dude?
Yeah, maybe like last year.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. I remember then.
Oh, and Joe, I looked up what you asked on Google, and it basically said, Juggalo dates a morbidly obese woman. That was the first result. Thank you, Urban Dictionary.
Wait, what did it say?
This is from Urban Dictionary. A Juggalo is a morbidly obese and or borderline retarded teenage girl who has zero friends. Other than fellow clown syndrome patients and listens to the ICP religiously.
I really don't want to agree with that, but I kind of have to.
And there's more. They come from a usually poor background, most of which become pregnant by the time they are 17 after drinking bagel and pretending to be drunk.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that part.
How the fuck you get drunk off ego?
Who the hell knows?
I mean,
it's funny that this came up, though. Like, what the fuck?
They typically have worst-case scenario acne and have an outer layer of lard around the brain that slows even the most basic cognitive ability. Usually their love life does not exist beyond internet cybersex with juggalos. Wow.
The fuck?
there's a lot of truth behind this.
It really is. I would say out of the four statements there, probably two of them are true.
Yeah. I mean, they are. Some are pretty fucking dumb. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's not because they're a juggalo, but because they're just dumb.
Yes.
I mean, I mean, shit, but like, I found a few shit up on here that's $40 too. Let's see, Juggalo slash Juggalette. Definition number four. Student sprees, hatchet murder, killing, mass murder, and necrophilia are all acceptable by Juggalo standards, but you don't dare be racist or a bigot. Here's another one. Apparently, shooting sprees, hatchet murders, and killing, mass murder, and necrophilia are all acceptable by Juggalos.
Yeah, but what does the racist and bigot thing have to do with anything?
I don't know. It just says, but don't you dare be racist or a bigot.
Yeah, nigga. Okay.
Well, there's a bunch of racists. And as for bigots, yeah, they're pretty much in the thing that we call family. Because there's a bunch of fucking rednecks now.
Oh, look, here's another one. Let's see. You got one person saying, oh, it says, claim that haters don't know what they're talking about and that they don't understand. Apparently, this dude's been listening to ICP since 93, longer than most of these quote-unquote juggalos, and I would never refer to myself as one of them, apparently.
Let's see.
Apparently, this motherfucker don't ask you no shit. Because,
That's another thing that's stupid. The people, I've been listening forever. You don't know shit.
Like, right here, like, this motherfucker, you know, put some fucking examples up on here saying, juggle such juggle it. Yo, 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 MCO, MCO, ninja. We be heading to Shangri-La because I'm down with the clown. Let's get some of that in, bitch boy. Oh, yeah, my motherfucker with clown love, wicked clowns, and any normal person, what the fuck are you talking about? Speaking a language that everyone understands.
We speak in languages nobody understands.
There he goes. Another example. Juggalo says juggalo, but I thought all ninjas use ICP slang. And then apparently he decides to go, get your head out of your ass immediately. Oh, man.
I don't know. My personal favorite is having a conversation with whoop whoop, whoop whoop, whoop whoop. I don't know, I just can't hold a conversation like that.
Yeah, definitely can't.
Pardon me, but I would like to use some words.
Oh, look, this dude put some more shit up on here. Well, it's the third definition on the Urban Dictionary. Juggalo slash Juggalette. A male and female named for individuals suffering from a severe genetic disorder, usually brought about by inbreeding and or having extra chromosomes.
Although it is true, if you search Juggalette on Google, man, nothing but naked bitches come up.
But I don't think we have a severe genetic disorder.
I don't think so.
Jugglers and sets of jugglers are easily identifiable by the following symptoms, yes. Obesity, clown makeup, pale complexion even without a makeup, an affection towards piss poor rapping by clowns, heavy fagel consumption, below average height, acne, primate like stature, usually caused by injuries sustained during backyard wrestling bout. Oversized, heavily stained jerseys, poor communication / English skills, illiteracy, apathy, quote, not giving a fuck, as they say, incoherent, angry ranting directed at feminine, bouts of drooling and dribbling lips with finger.
Sounds about right.
Oh, look, here we go. Fucking person decides to go. If you encounter a juggalo, such juggalette, it is best to remain calm. Do not try to make conversation, as this may damage your IQ. Avoid eye contact if possible, as it is impolite to stare. Remember that juggalos, such juggalos, are human beings. As hard as it may be to believe, they can still be a valuable members of society and are worthy of our respect.
Well, the first little bit of that's pretty much true. Like talking to Poo Poo Ninja.
Yeah, definitely.
Talking to Adam.
Oh, man. Talking to Adam, you're definitely losing some fucking brain cells there.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
Adam's here.
I couldn't have been dead. That was too good.
Yeah, even Adam doesn't show up and have so many more because he never has minutes.
Yay!
Damn you, Walmart.
I bet Spadbrain misses him too, because if he has no minutes, he can't text her.
I'm sure she's heartbroken.
I'm sure she is too.
I don't even text her, and I actually have a phone.
I rarely text her.
Although, remember when I told you I like to message Carrie because she doesn't answer me?
Yeah.
Well, she answered me the other day.
Wow. Shocker.
Yeah, we actually talked for a few moments.
Then she went to that black guy at the party, right?
And then she went to her black guy and was partying. Yep. That's all that girl does nowadays.
What, shop?
Although she ever called in and heard us say that, she would probably hate us, but then again, it'd be fucking funny too.
I think I did say that to her, whatever. She's like, I smoke black and whatever the fuck, black and miles or some shit. I think that's what she said. She's
something
like, I don't have sex with black men. She said that part though.
I remember the conversation you were telling us about the one day.
I just had this the other day. I don't think I told anybody about it.
Yeah, you did. You mentioned it the same day that she was talking to us. Or talking to you.
No. This is, after that.
Oh. Don't have sex with black men.
Yeah, she had to clear that up.
Did she seem very defensive when she was clearing it up?
Not really.
So she probably wasn't lying.
I don't know. She probably does have sex with black guys. But it's not the point here.
Who cares?
Yeah, but that's not the point here.
Whenever she mentioned she had a threesome, I bet you the guy was black. But, you know, that's not the point here.
It really isn't.
We're not here to judge if you like black men.
Yeah, Gary.
I could say some other names too, but, you know, I really don't need to.
We all could say more names.
Oh, here's a shocker for you, though. How about after all the things we've seen and heard from Dawn, she's never been with a black guy?
What?
But
isn't that shocking?
Yeah.
It really is.
I would have completely thought, you know, fucked a lot of them. Yeah, I thought I'd share that shocker with you.
Oh, God, here we go.
Here we go with what now?
I think Porter just lost his chance to be able to promote his album up on JR.
Why is that?
Because I told him I'll be pre-ordering the fucking album. He goes, thank you for the support, bro.
And it's going. That was like I was trying to buy a picture of Shelby or some shit. She's like, called me bro. I was like, all right, I'm out of here. that's a deal breaker, man. You have no idea.
I don't understand, like, what the fuck the obsession with this shit is. I mean, alright. I told fucking Chris about this Sunday. I saw a fucking shirt at the mall. You know, I'm actually thinking about buying because of the fact you got so many people saying, yeah, what up, bro? This shirt says, dude, I'm not your bro.
Wait, what does it say?
It says, I'm not your bro.
I saw this one shirt that somebody's wearing in a picture. It was said, don't bro me if you don't know me. That's like fucking right.
But, yeah, but no, that dude, I'm not your bro, would definitely be a shirt perfect to, you know, to wear by my cousin, because she calls me bro every single fucking time.
Or you could just go in homie topic and get come at me bro hoodie. Yeah, they have, oh yeah, they also have grumpy cat fucking shirts.
Oh, fuck.
That's fucking awesome, though. I want a grumpy cat t-shirt.
I still want my Ghost Chokers t-shirt, but that's never going to happen.
Yeah. Speaking of which. How are them shirts coming, Chris?
Hmm.
You want to Google that?
My
no results. Unable to load page.
You would not get your request.
Did you mean where the fuck are my shirts?
Man. So, I mean, come on. Like, I'm sure you've seen your mom a few times already now, Chris. Have you even asked her about those shirts?
I haven't talked to my mom in a long ass time.
Well, why don't you pick up a fucking phone and call and be like, hey, where the fuck are shirts at?
Man, if he did that, man, she'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And I'd probably be like, tell me you didn't just say that.
Yeah, the day you say that.
Yeah, to your mom.
And actually have no clue because she doesn't watch wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah, that, or if I just think you're all cracked out.
No, she probably already thinks that.
Yeah, I'm sure she does already.
Trust me. But, I'm getting off Facebook because, talk about bro and shit like that up on there. So
you can't get off of Facebook.
Just smack on instead then.
That's a sin.
Thank you too. Fuck that shit.
Fuck what?
I said fuck that shit. Thank you too. Mark Zuckerberg? Man, that motherfucker needs a hat in his head more than anything.
Yeah.
I like my coworker at work.
Well, what else if you have a coworker? I go work at work.
Just, for the sense of old fact, he mentioned the fact that Little Wayne used to be good.
Yeah, a lot of people like to use that in their arguments on him being a good rapper.
Yeah, I know.
And if somebody uses that in an argument with me, it's like, used to? Well, not anymore.
Well, if he used to be, he's not anymore. So hang it up.
Exactly.
I mean, I kind of ended the whole fucking conversation, and he actually agreed with me on this one. Just by saying Juvenile carried his ass throughout the entire fucking Cash Money.
Is it because he never made out?
And I'll let you know, fucking, it's between, Juvenile and Lil Wayne's boyfriend, fucking, Birdman. The minute I called him fucking his boyfriend, that dude just started busting up laughing on the floor. Because he knows it's true.
Isn't that supposed to be his, quote, father?
Yeah, that's a quote. That's that. Unquote.
and he made out with him.
Yes. He talked to Lil Wayne so he could make out with him.
Wait, what? He dropped the Lil Wayne?
No, he adopted him. He was an adopted kid. So he could make out with him.
That's what we call incest.
Yep.
That's what we call a crime against people for humanity. Those two being alive.
Yeah. Fucking Birdman. That dude can't even rap. Like, at all. Like,
exactly.
There's this one verse I just heard of his not too long ago. He did not rhyme, like, one fucking time. Don't people realize that rap is... You know, that's the purpose of rap. You have to rhyme.
I don't think he figured that out quite yet.
Otherwise, you're just singing. Or
and even with singing, you have to rhyme a little. I mean, fucking hell. You should at least know that if you're doing anything in music. You have to have some form of rhythm in it or rhyming.
Yeah, like that's the point of fucking everything. But nobody seems to want to do that. It's like, yeah, I'm going to say this shit on a beat and then people are going to like it. No, that's not going to happen.
I could say this shit on a beat and be monotone. That people will love it.
Yeah, that's why people love my shit.
Exactly.
But I think the favorite thing I've ever heard was whenever somebody told me my song had too much auto-tune on it.
Nice.
But there was no auto-tune at all.
They don't know anything. Ever.
I guess people can't really hear. Although I do want to make a song with all auto-tune on it, though. Just because it would be interesting.
Should make a song like that, like all three of us, all auto-tune on it, and just like, you know, fucking make it the intro song.
I did a song one time with all auto-tune on it, except it was absolutely terrible.
I think I remember that.
No, you don't. Nobody's ever heard that.
And nobody ever will.
Well, except maybe like two people heard it and they told me it fucking sucked.
One thing I even heard was that at like one show or something that he was somehow on, like the artist off.
What? Who?
Nigga, explain.
Yeah, who the hell are you talking about?
Like, honest. It was like, that was the time he was going by the Kid Cudder name or whatever the fuck that was. And the artist thought that he was, like, working with Kid Crusher. Like, after that show. The artist basically, fuck you. You know, they never talked to him because of how horrible he was.
Who the hell is Kid Cudder?
That was the name he went by one time before he tried to kill himself.
Why are we talking about fucking Kid Cudder? God damn it.
Because the artist totally was like, fuck this douche, and like, just basically left the show because of him. He's so bad.
Yes, he makes people want to leave.
But that name, he's dead from here on out, so we will never mention him ever again.
Mhm. Okay, why was he humming the Fandango there?
What about Fandango?
Apparently you're humming it. Mhm. It's like you're about to start humming the whole fucking thing.
I was simply just agreeing.
It sounds like you're about to start humming. I was like, oh crap.
Oh, you love it. So how do you feel about Summer Rae winning a match?
That was fucking awesome.
That was awesome.
That she was never in.
Oh no,
Davidson put none of it down.
I'm just gonna nod my head and agree there, Chris, since you know you kept cutting out.
Yeah.
He died.
He's gone.
Bye.
Did he just say swag?
No, I did not. But Bizarre did it, along with King Gordy. That's awesome. Like, what the fuck?
I swear to God, he just said swag.
No, I did not. But Bizarre did it, along with King Gordy.
Man, I think I'm going to start using that when people say what up to me. Be like, swag.
Oh my God.
Just to see what they say.
I guess, what the fuck you talking about? The fuck you on?
Or they'd be like, what's up? Be like, swag, bro.
My question, why the fuck did Bizarre say that damn word in a song?
What?
Yeah, he did. He was in some song with King Gordy that I saw on YouTube today. They said that word.
Was
making fun of it.
Smile and nod.
Yeah. Now he's humming the fucking Fandango song.
Crap.
Swag, bruh.
Oh, God, here we go with that bullshit.
Fuck's wrong with you, bro?
But that's, yeah, that's for my cousin to fucking give me a ride to the fucking mall on fucking Sunday.
Why? What happened with that, bro?
We're fucking driving, some dude, you know, is getting ready to fucking pull out, and she goes, you're fucking up my swag. I'm like, what the fuck?
No, she didn't.
Oh, she did. She said,
what? I can't even take that serious.
That's awesome.
You're messing up my swag. Like, bitch, shut the fuck up.
And
you ain't got
one.
God damn it.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
That wonderful song by Bizarre featuring King Gordy, where Bizarre said that damn swag word, is I Got an Attitude.
I Got an Attitude.
Yeah, with people that say that word.
Swag. Swag.
Shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
Swag.
Man, you just jealous of my swag.
Oh, joy.
Come on, just imagine if I talked like that. probably fucking kill myself. Fucking look in the mirror and be like, swag.
I'm the seed of